In today's Mishnah, so in the fourth and fifth Mishnah, in the third Perek Masechta Megillah, this Mishnah begins by discussing the Arba Parashiyot, the four special Parashiyot that are read in the month in which Purim occurs. So either Adar in a regular year, or Adar Sheni in a year where there are two Adars. And the four Parashiyot, we're familiar with it, referring to the special Maftirs that are read during those unique Shabbatot. However, this is another opinion in the Gemara that the actual Parsha of the week is actually replaced. However, we'll learn this Mishnah as we're familiar with it, meaning it's replacing the Maftir. So let's learn. The Mishnah says, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechaliot B'Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh Adar coincides with Shabbat, then we read the special Parsha, Parsha Shkalim, which refers to the Machatzit HaShekel, that begins with Ki Tisad Rosh Bnei Israel. Why? Because we mentioned previously that on the first of Adar, that's when they start announcing the obligation to contribute Machatzit HaShekel. What if Chaliot B'Toch HaShabbat? What if Rosh Chodesh of Adar falls during the week and not on Shabbat? In Makdim L'Shavar, then you read the Parashat Shkalim the week before that. And once you've done that, Mafsikin L'Shabbat Echer. The next Shabbat, we don't read a special Maftir. Why is that? That's because the second special Parsha is out of Zachor, when we are given the mitzvah, we're meant to remember what Amalek did to us and our obligation to wipe out its memory. And the reason why we take a break is because we want that to be the week prior to Purim, because again, Haman came from Amalek, and the two concepts associated with one another. B'shlishit, the third special Parsha, is the Para Aduma. Why do we Para Aduma? Because Paradoma refers to the purification process of an individual who is Tamei Met. And that was to remind everyone that as Pesach is approaching, one needs to become Tahor in order to offer their Korban Pesach. Now, that is normally done on the Shabbat, the next Shabbat, meaning the Shabbat that follows Purim. However, if the Rosh Chodesh Nisan coincides with Shabbat, then it's read the Shabbat after, because you read it as the Shabbat prior to Nisan itself. The Revi'it, meaning the fourth special parasha, is a Chodesh Zelachem, which is referred to as Parashat HaChodesh, and that is read as well. It is explained either the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Nisan or the Shabbat that coincides with Chodesh Nisan. The Chamishit, the next time, however, Chozerin L'Chesidron, we revert back to the normal system and we have a reading the different parashat every week. Let's continue. L'Kol Mafsikin, meaning the regular parasha cycle, we break for any special events that occur. For example, Baroshei Chodeshim, that if Rosh Chodesh coincides Shabbat, we read a special Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh, and also B'Chanukah Uvo Purim as well, we read special Maftir Haftarahs, or B'Ta'anit or Ma'amidot, if a Ta'anit occurs during the week, we read the special reading for a Ta'anit in place of, say, the reading that one will do on a Monday or Thursday, and similarly the Ma'amidot, which we learned about in the previous Masechta, Masechta Ta'anit, where we read Ma'asa Bereishit. And also B'Yom Kippurim, meaning if Yom Kippur coincides with Shabbat, the regular Mincha laning that we normally do, which is related to the Parashat HaShavu of the coming week, we actually replace that with a laning, the special laning of the Parashat Ariot that we read on Yom Kippur Mincha time. Let's now learn Mishnah Hei. The Mishnah begins as follows. B'Pesach, the laning of Pesach is unique. Korim b'Parashat Mo'adot shel Torat Konim, the Parashat that relates to the festivals that's mentioned in Sefer Vayikra. And B'Atzeret, on Shavuot, we read Shiva Shavuot. Now, the Bartender goes into great detail explaining all the various special parashiyot and haftarot, and they're similar basically to what we do nowadays. So I'm not going to go through them in detail for the sake of brevity, and you're free to look that up in the back of your siddurim to know exactly what we read. So I'm just going to translate the Mishnah and read it in this brief manner. Let's continue. It says, B'Rosh Hashanah, we read the special parasha of B'Chodesh HaShvi'i B'Chad L'Chodesh that relates to Rosh Hashanah. B'Yom Kippur, we read the parasha of Acharei Mot, which relates to the Avodah on Yom Kippur. B'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkot, we read Korim Parsha Mo'od Shabbat Konim once again. However, and it says, U'Bashar K'mod Yom HaTachag B'Korim Lo HaTachag. When it comes to the rest of the days of Sukkot, because each day of Sukkot had a unique Korban, we read those Korbanot. Now, each of the days of Chol Mo'od of Pesach is not mentioned here in the Mishnah. However, the Gemara explains exactly which ones we're meant to recite. Once again, the Baruch Nero goes into detail to explain exactly what we're meant to learn on each of the days of Chol Mo'od of Pesach. And I said you can look that up in your Siddurim for further detail. Those are the Mishnah today.